Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. On Sunday, approximately 50,000 cyclists in Berlin demonstrated for improved road safety. The participants gathered for the annual bicycle rally towards the Großer Stern, called for more decisive action from the government regarding transportation reforms and the modernization of traffic laws. They specifically advocated for the expansion of bicycle lanes, traffic-calmed areas, pedestrian crossings, and 30-kilometer-per-hour zones for cars. The event was organized by the cycling club ADFC, and both the organizers and police agreed on the importance of these demands. The ADFC spokesperson hailed the event as a strong message to politicians and expressed satisfaction with the turnout, as they had expected up to 35,000 participants. Protesters from various locations in the Berlin metropolitan area and all city districts rode different routes to the Großer Stern and Tiergarten, where a street festival took place in the afternoon. Several districts, including Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Lichtenberg, have voted to become cannabis model regions. This initiative is part of the German government's plan for cannabis legalization. Under the proposed 5-year experiment, adults in these model regions would be permitted to purchase licensed and state-controlled cannabis under scientific evaluation. This approach aims to address various aspects, including health and youth protection, as well as the impact on the illegal market. By closely examining the effects of a commercial supply chain, policymakers hope to gain valuable insights into the potential benefits and challenges associated with cannabis legalization. Other districts, such as Mitte and Pankow, are also considering similar proposals. However, some districts are hesitant due to legal uncertainties and concerns about the effects of cannabis. For example, it's still unclear whether districts or entire federal states can apply to become model regions. While most support the initiative, a few districts, like Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, firmly reject it. Yesterday morning, employees from 5 Berlin confectionery companies went on strike. Per a spokesperson from the Food, Beverages, and Catering Union, or the NGG, approximately 70 workers from the early shift gathered outside the gates of the Balzen production facility, and gradually, more employees from the early shift joined them. Significant parts of the workforce were also present at the gates of the other 4 locations. To exert pressure on the employers during the ongoing wage negotiation, the union called for the warning strike. The union demands a monthly increase of 500 euros for those in the lower wage groups, 400 euros for others, and an additional 200 euros per month for apprentices among the approximately 60,000 employees in the industry nationwide. The NGG considers the employer's offer to raise wages by 3.8% in 2023 and 2.9% in 2024 insufficient. During an altercation in a bar in Prenzlauer Berg, unknown perpetrators verbally assaulted guests with homophobic slurs and injured 2 men with pepper spray. As reported by the police, they attempted to enter the establishment in the early hours of Sunday morning. However, they were informed at the entrance that it was a queer bar, which led to the dispute. The men verbally harassed the guests and then left the bar. Shortly afterward, they returned and used pepper spray inside the premises while continuing to hurl homophobic insults at the guests before fleeing. A 25-year-old bar employee and a 34-year-old guest were injured by the pepper spray and received medical assistance from the emergency personnel, and the State Criminal Investigation Department is conducting an investigation. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.